Good morning. As you start your day, I want you to settle your heart and listen to the defiance in Daniel 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood before a literal furnace and said, "The God we serve is able to deliver us. But even if he does not, we will not serve your gods." That is the even if faith. It's a faith that doesn't depend on a comfortable outcome, but on an almighty God. You may be facing a furnace of debt, a fire of broken relationships, or the heat of a difficult workplace today. But remember, the fire didn't consume them. It only burned the ropes that bound them. And, more importantly, there was a fourth man in the fire. You are not going into this day alone. 1 verse 30 to 2 verse 30. Before we ask for anything, we acknowledge who He is. Our scripture says, "The God we serve is able." Take this minute to vocalize or meditate on the attributes of God. Tell Him how big He is. Praise Him for being the creator of the stars and the sustainer of your breath. Acknowledge that He is more powerful than any king or statue standing in your way today. The king demanded a bow. Often, the world demands we bow to fear, to greed, or to the need for approval. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal where you have been tempted to bow down lately. Have you been trusting in your own bank account, your own intellect, or the opinions of others more than God? Confess these idols now and ask for a heart that is indelibly stamped with His word alone. This is the hardest part of the prayer. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't demand a rescue. They demanded faithfulness. Bring your biggest worry to God right now. Tell Him, "Lord, I know You are able to fix this." But then have the courage to say, "But even if the answer is not yet or no, I will still follow You." Release the need to control the outcome of your day. Scripture promises that when we walk through the fire, we shall not be burned. Pray for the specific strength you need for today's tasks. Ask for resolute trust, like those three young men. Pray for the courage to speak the truth at work, to be patient with your family, and to remain soot-free in a world that can be dark. Ask God to be the fourth man walking beside you in every meeting and every conversation. This is your time. Talk to God as a friend. Whatever is on your heart, your hidden hurts, your silent joys, your secret requests, lay them all out. He is listening. Lord God, we thank you that you are the Holy One of Israel, our Savior. We thank you that even when the heat of life is turned up 7 times hotter, your presence is cooler still. We declare today that we will not bow to the pressures of this world. We will not be moved by the threats of the enemy. Whether you rescue us from the flame or walk with us through it, our hearts belong to you alone. Bless every person listening. May they feel your hand on their shoulder as they step out. May they be fueled by fire and driven by courage. We commit this day into your hands. in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen.